Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, Sabrina.
Breaking down barriers, breaking through walls, breaking out of boundaries, breaking away from fear, break through radio.
Hi, this is Volante with the Saturday Soul Show. I think I have my co-host on the line, Sabrina Williams. Hey, Sabrina. Sabrina, are you there? Okay, we are going to keep going until we can get Sabrina live on the line. Sabrina? Sabrina, are you there? Okay, this is Volante, and we are here for the Saturday Social. Today's topic is, if it's virtual, is it cheating, or is it cheating if it's virtual? And this is something that actually Sabrina brought this up on social media. She posted about how so many married people are now doing this thing where they send texts or inbox on social media to people outside of their relationship. Do I have Sabrina back?
Yes, you do. Can you hear me now?
Yes, ma'am. How are you?
Good morning. Good morning, Volante. Good morning, everybody. Yep, today we're talking about people cheating and what they consider a good way, but it's not. So go ahead, Ms. Volante.
Yeah, and, you know, right there, I was telling everybody that I saw you post that, and I was thinking the same thing. And the funny thing is, I actually discussed the topic with a few people, and a lot of people don't consider that cheating. They think that cheating has to be physical, and that if it's virtual, it's not cheating. So to answer the question, for me, yes, if it's virtual, it's definitely cheating. So Sabrina, tell me your thoughts on this. This is your topic, so take it away.
You know, and I wrote about it, and I'm going to be honest. I had wrote about it because I had went on a couple of dating sites and met a couple guys which I thought were really nice, and then after coming out to do the research, one guy was separated, which to me is still married because you don't have the divorce paper. And then the other guy was married, and then the other guy was dating another girl, and in his mind, and I have to give it to him because he wasn't married, but in my mind, you were dating her. She thought you guys were in a serious relationship, so you're like playing the field. So it is cheating because according to him, she didn't know. So that's cheating. And I think the other thing for me is that I don't realize how people understand that. Men and women's feelings function differently. We all know that. Women become easily attached and we get emotional. So when you get in a relationship with somebody, whether it's married or you're supposedly dating them or they're not telling you, or you do know they're married, now the woman is going to be really attached, whereas the man, for some men, it can just, okay, I can let this go. So there's two different sides of feelings. And women, we take it to heart because we're made different by God. So that's one of the things I learned.
And, you know, sometimes, though, with this particular issue, from where I'm looking or from where I'm sitting, I'm seeing a lot of women who do it as well. There can be a guy who they know is in a relationship or is married, and the women will actively text him or inbox him, and they know that he's in a relationship. And I'm thinking, so what kind of woman are you? And I've actually had this experience with these same women who has been texting this guy and all in his inbox, they turn right back around and they try to befriend you. And they want to smile and expect you to sit there and smile and laugh and talk with them. And I guess, I don't know, maybe it's the age thing. I'm kind of just, I don't want to be bothered with any of it. So there's women that are doing this as well. And I don't really, I wish that somebody would call in who actually does it, because I don't understand the concept of a woman who actively engages in texting and inboxing someone who you know is married and who you know is in a relationship. I don't understand that.
No, and you know what? It is. And actually, you're right. You hit it on the mark. It's more and more women, too. And I have to say, for one person, that the one guy was particularly talking about, when his girlfriend did find out, she was like, oh, well, I don't care because I have him. And I'm like, that doesn't make any sense on that part to me. And I think it has for women. It's like, well, if he's talking to me, and that's the one thing that guys have to be really careful of, you have to establish, I'm your friend, that's it, and I'm in a relationship. And when it starts where, and I've seen the women cross over, and the guy knows it's more and the girl knows it more, then he needs to cut it off, period. And don't even have any more conversation, because it's not just the women are going to keep going after the guy because, hey, you know what, you're talking to me, and some women, the guys aren't talking to them, but they're just trying to break up a relationship because some of them are just miserable. They don't want anybody else happy, so I'm not going to be happy. And that's just what they're used to doing, is breaking up relationships, and that's how they get their men. They're sort of kind of like black widows to me. It's like you go around just eating up these men and then throw them away, and then these guys are left. I mean, I've met some guys who've been pretty shattered. My best friend, he's pretty shattered, and he has a hard time trusting women because his wife was the one talking to other guys when they were married. They're no longer married, so yeah, it definitely goes both ways. And today, even in high school and in junior high, I don't know how many young girls I come across that are going at the boys, and the boys are like, what are you doing? You know, and it's like we've lost a generation. It seems like where parents are not setting down rules for the kids because of social media and a whole bunch of other things, but we're just like not being the old-fashioned ways that we grew up.
And I think that you just hit it. Not only is our generation of parents not setting down rules, but we're not setting the example. And I'm seeing so much, even I had an incident last week with some of the kids at Venice's school, my daughter Venice, and I talked to the parent. You know how you should be able to talk to the parent and resolve an issue. Well,
I talked
to this parent, and it was like talking to a two-year-old to the extent that I just refused to talk to her. And I'm asking myself, okay, so what chance does the child have if this is the mom? And I think even as single parents, we have to be very conscious of it and very careful about it. And also there's the whole factor of karma, which I think that people don't consider when they do this. It's playing with people, and I try to be very careful not to play with people. You know, people say that a social media or Facebook causes drama. I've always maintained that it does not. I think that the person who is involved in drama on social media, you are the same person who had drama over the phone. You're the same person who had write letters, mailing letters. I mean, you're just that type of person. And I feel the same way about cheating. People who do it virtually, I think that cheating is a character flaw. If you are in a bad relationship, I don't think that's an excuse to cheat. If you don't like your relationship, then you need to handle it. You either fix it or you get out of it. I don't think that there's ever an excuse for cheating. I do think that a relationship can survive cheating, but you have to stop. You know, it's not something where you just keep doing it. And I think that there's something wrong on the part of both parties, the person who cheats and the person who accepts it. As a single woman, I get a lot of advances from people who are married, and I find it annoying. Because I'm thinking, why? What makes you think I want to be bothered with you? All you can do is waste my time. But unfortunately, a lot of women don't mind wasting their time with this virtual cheating. And to me, then I'm going to, I see we have a caller calling in. I'm going to unmute that call in just a minute. But, you know, another factor, I think, is that you're a coward. Because you use the virtual format to do it. And personally, I just put it out there, I am not impressed by someone who I would call a punk. You know, do what you're going to do if you're mad at it. I don't like cowards. So I'm gonna pull this caller in and see what this caller has to say.
All right.
Hello, you're live on the Saturday Social. Who am I speaking with? Hello? The 630 caller? Hello? Hello?
Hello?
I hear some. Yes, I hear you. Hi.
Hello, I'm sorry. I wasn't paying attention. I don't think I was ready to speak yet.
Oh.
Okay.
Okay.
I'm so sorry.
Oh, that's okay. Okay, so you want me to put you back on hold or you don't have anything to say?
Yeah, you know what? Actually, my daughter was listening to it. I think she freaked out and handed me the phone. So I don't know even what the discussion was going on about.
I love it. Tell her don't freak out. Gosh, we appreciate you guys listening. What's your name?
Avrielle Greenlee.
Nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you as well.
We were talking about virtual cheating where it's either a man or woman, and where nowadays a lot more women are sometimes cheating and making advances on men that they know may be married, and just talking about the whole social media cheating and how people find that okay. That's what we were talking about.
Okay.
So, yeah, we'll just keep talking. Anytime you want to chime in, just let us know.
Okay. Sounds good.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Okay.
Right. You're welcome.
Well, thanks for calling in. Like I said, like Sabrina said, just chime in. And this is virtual cheating. And I'm so glad, Sabrina, that you brought this topic up, because sometimes it's so common until you feel like something's wrong with you for not accepting it. And I see it all the time, and I see people accepting it. So I think it does a couple of things. I think it undermines your relationship because you're not being honest. It's lying, and I think that a lot of people don't see that. I mean, if you're telling someone you love them or they're beautiful or leading them to believe something that can't happen, if you're caught up in this virtual relationship, then how do you build a real relationship? And the other side of that is you have the opposite end of the spectrum. You have people who, in their relationship, all they do is text, or all they do is inbox you. And I even had guys who, I just saw you, and then you'll go back and text me and ask me out. And I'm thinking, we're grown. Call me and talk to me.
Mm-hmm.
And there's this whole culture where you hide behind these devices. So what is your take on that, Sabrina?
You know what? You're absolutely right. And here's where I'm going to be really honest. I had met a guy, and this is a different guy, because this is how I am. If I don't see it go anywhere, I'm not going to play games. If you're with somebody, I can't be with you, because I have to go back to my morals of what Jesus says. That's not what Jesus would do. It's not right. So I'm not going to play with you. And I'm not going to be, I don't want to be a side chick. That's what I wrote in my article. And guys shouldn't want to be a side dude. I had a guy who, like I said, this was a different guy, but he was acting like we were in a relationship. But when I confronted him, he used this excuse. Well, you know, I had a stroke and I lost my memory. So you lost your memory that you were interacting with me and acting like you wanted to be with me. Really? Okay, but you still knew that you were in a relationship with this other person. So I started to think, I'm not lying, this is an honest guy truth. God, I am struck by lightning, I'm telling you the truth. And you know what the funny thing to me is, I started to question myself at 50, what's wrong with me, what did I do, how come I can't attract the right man? One thing I had to realize is part of it was me. I was giving off acting like I needed a man. I really want a man, believe me, but I have to remember my number one man is God. And that makes sense to some listeners, and maybe it doesn't. Once I settled down with that, number two, I made a list, literally. Now, the list is a little excessive. I would suggest you do 10, not 62 requirements you want from a man, because it might be pretty hard for anybody to participate in, I mean, let alone yourself. So I would suggest going with 10 or 12. When you do that and you put it to paper, it becomes fruition and it comes to life. It means, because for me, I have this one thing. If a guy calls me, I do not talk to any man, and it sounds strange, I do not talk to any man after 6 o'clock, because not, period, not unless they're my brothers or they're my best friend, okay? And I only have one male best friend. That's it. I don't need 50, okay, because that gets into another story. What I do do is I stop that, because most guys, they'll call you after 6 and act like it's business, but really they mean something else. So you can talk to me before 6 o'clock for business, period, no exceptions. Another thing is,
now
if a guy asks me out,
ahead.
Go ahead. No, go ahead.
You hit something right there that I think a lot of women don't do. I don't know if parents are teaching it anymore, but there has to be a standard that you have. Sabrina, I have the same guidelines. We are not going to be up talking all night for business. It's just not appropriate, and there's ways to do it. And now my best, one of my closest friends is male. We met when I was 3, okay? So we've been together. We know each other, and he's married. I do not text him. I do not call his cell phone. I do not inbox him. I do not ride in his car. And I have a relationship with his wife and his children. I have no issues with his wife. We are still as close as ever. I will take my daughter to stay with him and his wife. He brings his daughter to stay with me at my home. Because I do not cross those lines. And I have heard this so many times from women. Well, I was his friend before he got with her. I'm sorry, that's trampy. And I hate to use that
Amen.
Like that. But it is. It's not right. And I think that if a guy is truly a friend, then you want his relationship to be successful, and you won't do anything to harm it. My best friend, when he met the girl that he was going to marry, it's funny. I told him, I said, look, hurry up and marry her before she finds out you're crazy. Get the ring, set the date, marry the girl. Because we don't want, look, I'm ready for this. And literally, funny because he told her. And she's like, no, you didn't. I said, yes, I did. I told him to marry you before you find out he's crazy. And we have a wonderful relationship to this day. I think a lot of women don't have those standards, and it crosses the line. Even on social media, as you know, I post a lot of pictures.
Right.
And this virtual cheating thing is so easy to fall into. The guy will start liking pictures. Then he'll start commenting. Then he'll start inboxing you. And before you know it, it starts to cross that line where you're kind of wondering, okay, is he trying to make it more? And you don't really know. So you don't want to come off like you're making something more out of it than it is. But then next thing you know, it's become blatantly inappropriate. And now you're in this. And you have to be able to just cut it off and be like, you know what? You're married, or I'm in a relationship, or whatever it is, I'm not interested. And so, you know, that you've got to have that standard. And if you don't have that standard, when you don't have that standard, you don't have to say anything. It shows, and you will always attract the same type of guy. When that standard is not there, they can smell it, it seems like. You know, go ahead.
No, you're absolutely right, and I think that's where, for me now, making the list helped me, because one of the things is, if a guy asks me out, literally, I'm not playing, because I'm saying, are you asking me out, and I'm clear, is this asking me out as you were wanting to possibly date me? Yes, I just had on the list. Here's my 10 requirements. Do you want to play this? Do you want to play in my playground? That's it. And he's like, yes or no, fine. Because I'm not going to even play games. I'm 50, so I've earned the right to just give you a list. That's how I see it, okay? Here's my list. Here's my 10. And, you know, one guy said, who puts down Fleming Steakhouse? Me? Because I want to go to Fleming Steakhouse for a date. If you can't afford that, then you don't need to be in my playground, because the first two dates are played by you. If you can't pay the first two dates, then we're done. Now, that's how I see it. We can talk about the third date, period. But that's just how I do it. You know what I'm finding? Most guys are respectful of that. They appreciate it. One guy took the list, crumpled it up, and said no. But do you know what? He called me 3 days later. He says, can I get that list back? Yeah, of course you can. Because if you have standards and you respect yourself, because that's the number one thing as women and as men, we have to respect ourselves. Same thing with guys. You don't want to get a girl who all she wants you for is just your money, and when she gets tired of you, she starts slapping you around literally and beating you up and talking bad about you because you won't buy her anything. Guys need to make the standard too. Seriously. Because if you don't, then you will keep taking, and part of that is you, because this is my motto. You must like to be personally abused. You must personally like people treating you bad, because if you didn't, you would change it. And that's what I decided. I don't want to be treated like that. I want to be respected, because at the end of the day, you know what? I'm important to God, and God wouldn't treat me, and I don't want to treat anybody else like that.
That's true. And, you know, I saw a quote a few days ago that kind of relates to when you're in a relationship. If you're in a relationship with a quality person, it's not even worth it. The quote said, "Don't risk losing your star player for a fan." You know, and that's somebody who's not even on your team. They are not playing. They have not trained with you. They don't know the plays. They haven't been there for you. And you jeopardize losing your star player for a fan. And I think, and this is actually going to be my next blog post, because I told you I've always said that social media doesn't cause drama. But I think that the problem with social media is access. There are people who I don't deal with. I'm nice and cordial to everybody, but there's certain people that we just have nothing in common. They're not really in my circle. We don't have any common goals, so we don't interact. But on social media, they have access to me. They're seeing my pictures. They know where I'm going. They see stuff. You can learn a lot about somebody by following them on social media. So social media gives people access, and then they get comfortable, and they start to reach out and try to establish a relationship. And my dad taught me this a long time ago. He said, never fool with anybody who has less to lose than you do. If you're in a relationship and you have a quality person, don't allow someone who has nothing to lose to cause you to lose what you have. And I think that's something, you know, it's ego. Because I said even myself, I started putting stuff out there, and I started getting all of this attention from all of these people. And it's flattering. But then it got to a point where I got tired of it. And I didn't want to be bothered with them. And so then it's so funny, Sabrina, when I shut down my Facebook page for a few days because I just got tired of all the stuff. It's kind of like once we hooked up and things started picking up and we started doing well, the station started growing, people started coming out of the woodwork to the extent that I couldn't even see the people I needed to talk to. It was guys. It was just people in general. So I needed a break because it was getting on my nerves. My inbox blew up. Why did you block me? This and that and the other. Did I offend you? And it's kind of like you get tired of it. And I think people get so wrapped up into this virtual world. And it's not just romantic relationships. It's business relationships and everything. Mm-hmm. People get nerve behind a computer keyboard or behind a phone keypad.
Yes, they
and
do.
You say things, you're nervy, you know, hiding behind the keyboard, and you put stuff out there. And listen to this. This is what's done to me. It's in writing. So now you're documenting your cheating. Really?
Right.
I mean, it's crazy. You're sending this stuff. You're sending pictures. You're sending comments. You're sending compliments. Now this person has all of this documented that you've done. It's a horrible, horrible risk to take, and it just doesn't make any sense. You know, and I guess back to the question, is it cheating? You know, my position, it is most definitely cheating, and I think it's cheating in the worst way. I even told this guy one time, I said, you know what, I think that this kind of cheating is even worse than physical cheating, because at least if it's a physical relationship, you at least got something physically out of it, right?
Okay, for
and
real.
If you cheated on me, you at least got something. But if it's virtual, you didn't even get nothing, and you betrayed my confidence and trust in you for nothing, to look at a picture or read a text. So to me, that's worse, you know?
No, it is, and I think a lot of times that, you know, I've had so many guys that, you know, the minute they'll start talking to you two or three times, and then boom, right off the bat, well, send me a naked picture of yourself. Not happening. Bye. Really?
What's that?
I don't know. I'm just like, is that something new? Is that in the playbooks? Okay, 1, 2, 3, I talk to you the third time, send me a naked picture. So, no, I think that you need to stop before you will see nakedness in a graveyard because you are just dumb. I can't deal with that, people. I mean, and it's just, and you know what the funny thing is? Oh, my gosh. We have schools where young girls are sending those pictures out to boys, and the boys are not even asking. The unfortunate thing, when you start doing that, it's called pornography across the internet. And it becomes a whole nother, this is what the young people don't understand, it becomes a whole nother problem. So,
and listen, here's the thing, and for anybody who's listening, here's the thing with the naked pictures. Okay. This is for adults. How easy is it to see somebody naked, whether you're male or female? If that's all you want, that is very easy to get. Building a long-lasting, solid relationship is difficult. But if all you want is somebody naked, super easy to get. So if you want me to send naked pictures over the internet, how lame are you? You know what I'm saying? It's like, if this dude has got to text me and inbox me and ask me for pictures, that means he can't get anybody to even do anything. So you need to step away from him because he has a problem.
Amen.
You know, that to me, it's like how old, you're an adult, how lame is that you've got to ask people for pictures? So when that happens to me, that's kind of the first red flag. Okay, I'm dealing with somebody who doesn't quite have it all. You know, we're grown. So that's
right,
just kind
exactly.
of the way I look at it. No. And, yeah, this is such, I love this topic, and I wish that more people understood that. I don't know, maybe it's because they don't want the relationship or they don't like the relationship, but again, that's not an excuse. If you're an adult, you handle problems, you don't make them worse, or you definitely
right.
don't bring somebody else to your drama.
No, you don't, and you be a mature person and realize, you know what, if you really want a relationship, get one and let that be known. But if you're here to play games, then be honest. But also the other person has to be aware of what's going on and know the signs, because we all know the signs. It's there. We just don't want to see it. Really.
Yes. And closing out the show, I just want to send this message out there, and it goes for male and female. I think that everybody has kind of watered down the game, the dating game. Don't accept that. So many people are accepting it until it's becoming acceptable. And when you take a stand, it's like, well, who are you? And don't accept that. You can do better than that. Don't settle for that. Virtual cheating is not acceptable. I've had guys that told me, oh, well, I'm only selling, what do you tell me? I'm selling pipe dreams, you know, but you got the real me. And I'm like, I don't want you if that's what you are, because you're not real. Real, genuine relationships, and again, male and female, because women do it too. Don't put up with the woman who does it, and don't put up with the man who does it. Set your standards, and like you said, well, Sabrina has a list. So,
you want the 10-pointer list? You can email us, and I'll send you a 10-pointer list. You don't want the 62, because that might be hard to get anybody. Okay, so I'll let you guys know how that one works.
You should make your list a blog post. That would go viral.
That blog seminar that you did just helped me so much, and I actually will. I'll make my 10 list. I will do a blog post. That is funny. Yes, I will.
Yep, make it a blog post, and that'll be so cool. Everybody, also, Sabrina's on her way to Phoenix for the Super Bowl.
Arizona tomorrow. Yep, Seahawks. Everybody, I guess I'm rooting for Seahawks because my son is in the car driving with me, so I'm supposed to be rooting for Seahawks. We leave tomorrow morning at 1 a.m. and get there around 5 or 6, eat breakfast because there's going to be no parking, so we're getting there early. So it's going to be fun, you guys. And then I'll be able to share the pictures and what I learned and everything from that next week. So it'll be fun.
Wonderful. I'm so excited for you. I'm excited about the show. Sabrina, thanks for this topic. We are about to run out of time. I'm closing out. This is the Saturday Social on WBBN Media. This is Volante Grant with Sabrina Williams, and we will see you next time. Thanks, Sabrina.
Next week, everybody. Have a good week. Bye.
Bye.